Jimmy Skunk uses his perfume. Reddy Fox was close on Peter Rabbit's heels. He was running so fast that when Peter made a flying jump over a barrel, Reddy did not have time to jump too, and he ran right smack against that old barrel. He hit it so hard that the barrel started down a hill. "As I live," Reddy Fox exclaimed, "I believe there was someone in that old barrel." There was. In fact, Jimmy Skunk had curled up in there for a nap. Now Jimmy was awake, very much awake. He went over and over so fast that it made him dizzy. First he was right side up, and then wrong side up, so fast that he couldn't tell which side up he was. And every time that old barrel jumped when it went over a hummock, Jimmy was tossed up so that he hit whatever part of the barrel happened to be above him. Now Reddy didn't know who was in the barrel. He just knew by the sounds that someone was. So he started down the hill after the barrel to see what would happen when it stopped. All the time, Peter Rabbit was dancing about in the greatest excitement. Down at the bottom of the hill was a big stone, and when the barrel hit this, the hoops broke and the barrel fell all apart. There was Jimmy Skunk, lying perfectly still. But presently, Jimmy began to wave first one leg and then another, as if to make sure that he had some legs left. Then slowly he rolled over and got onto his feet. Jimmy is one of the very best-natured little fellows in the world ordinarily. He minds his own business, and if no one interferes with him, he interferes with no one. But once he is aroused and feels that he hasn't been treated fairly, look out for him. And this time Jimmy was mad clear through as he got to his feet. He knew that an old barrel which has been lying in one place for a long time doesn't move of its own accord. He knew that the barrel couldn't possibly have started off down the hill unless someone had made it start, and he didn't have a doubt in the world that whoever had done it had known that he was inside and had done it to make him uncomfortable. So just as soon as he had made sure that he was really alive and quite whole, he looked about to see who could have played such a trick on him. The first person he saw was Reddy Fox. In fact, Reddy was right close at hand. You see, he had raced down the hill after the barrel to see who was in it when he heard the strange noises coming from it as it rolled and bounded down. If Reddy had known that it was Jimmy Skunk, he would have been quite content to remain at the top of the hill. But he didn't know. And if the truth be known, he had hopes that it might prove to be someone who would furnish him with a good breakfast. So quite out of breath with running, Reddy arrived at the place where the old barrel had broken to pieces just as Jimmy got to his feet. Now when Jimmy Skunk is angry, he doesn't bite and he doesn't scratch. You know Old Mother Nature has provided him with a little bag of perfume, which Jimmy doesn't object to in the least, but which makes most people want to hold their noses and run. He never uses it, excepting when he is angry or in danger. But when he does use it, his enemies always turn tail and run. That is why he is afraid of no one, and why everyone respects Jimmy and his rights. He used it now, and he didn't waste any time about it. He threw some of that perfume right in the face of Reddy Fox before Reddy had a chance to turn or to say a word. "Take that," snapped Jimmy Skunk. "Perhaps it will teach you not to play tricks on your honest neighbors." Poor Reddy. Some of that perfume got in his eyes and made them smart dreadfully. In fact, for a little while, he couldn't see at all. And then the smell of it was so strong that it made him quite sick. He rolled over and over on the ground, choking and gasping and rubbing his eyes. Jimmy Skunk just stood and looked on. and there wasn't a bit of pity in his eyes. "How do you like that?" said he. "You thought yourself very smart, rolling me downhill in a barrel, didn't you? You might have broken my neck."
"I didn't know you were in that barrel, and I didn't mean to roll it down the hill anyway," whined Reddy when he could get his voice.
"Huh!" snorted Jimmy Skunk, who didn't believe a word of it.
"I didn't! Honestly, I didn't!" protested Reddy. "I ran against the barrel by accident, chasing Peter Rabbit. I didn't have any idea that anyone was in it."
"Ha!" said Jimmy Skunk again. "If you were chasing Peter Rabbit, where is he now?" Reddy had to confess. He didn't know. Jimmy looked this way and that way, but there was no sign of Peter Rabbit. "Ha!" said he again, turning his back on Reddy Fox and walking away with a great deal of dignity.